from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 9 killed in Boko Haram attack in Niger. Officials in Niger say suspected Boko Haram militants have killed 9 people and abducted dozens more in an attack on a southern town. Local officials said Monday that the gunmen came into the village of Ingalewa near the country's border of Nigeria on camels and horses. They said the militants took around 30 to 40 people, mostly women and children, late Sunday and threatened to hold them until other extremists are released from prison. The town is near the city of Diffa, where another attack took place on Wednesday, also blamed on Boko Haram militants. In that incident, 2 suicide bombers blew themselves up in a refugee camp in the town, killing 2 other people and injuring 11. Footage obtained by Associated Press show Iraqi troops on Monday pushing deeper into the old city, a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River where the Al-Nouri Mosque once stood. Although the Iraqi forces appear poised for a dynamic victory in Mosul, concerns linger over an underground system of tunnels that has allowed ISIS to reassert itself in various neighborhoods, such as the neighborhood of Tenek on the outskirts of Mosul, which suggests that the victory may not be whole. If not hiding in tunnels, some have speculated that ISIS members may have disguised themselves as refugees returning to Tenek to retrieve hidden weapons. Iraqi forces say their recent territorial gains against Islamic State group in Mosul's old city have largely been propelled by airstrikes. Syrian state television reports a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square in central Damascus, killing at least 18 people and wounding many more. Syrian security forces said they had pursued 3 car bombers, destroying 2 at the entrance to the city.